Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If it's going to be a waste, in general, you probably shouldn't have signed him.
Yeah, but they didn't know they were going to take two quarterbacks at that point, though.
Yeah, but just because you took two quarterbacks, given that they're a third and fifth rounder, like, there's this idea of, oh, it's a waste if you don't see those rookies. I think that's one way to look at it. Also, neither rookie could be ready, or neither quarterback could ever be rookie.
I mean, there's going to be a million different variations that we all end up going through. I do agree with the sentiment. Like, if Joe Flacco is the best quarterback out of camp, then just give him the job and don't look back. I do think you make life harder on yourself if it's obvious to everyone in the room that Joe Flacco is playing that much better, and then he doesn't end up actually winning the job.
I just think it comes down to, and I try to nail you down on, like, what do you think the you know, kind of win, the best case scenario is with Joe. And this kind of ties back into what we heard from Zach this morning, Zach Jackson of The Athletic, on with the Morning Boys, on Mary Kay with the Midday Show. You know, we have all these conversations, and people aren't talking about, like, the difference between Joe Flacco and Shador. It's not, well, one guy's going to get you the number one pick, and the other guy's going to get you to the playoffs this year. That's an important distinction to make. Like, everyone kind of looks at this and goes, man, if things really shake out, you could be a nice, plucky 7-win team. It's going to be in the moment. It's going to feel good because you don't lose like you do in like a number one pick, number two pick, number three pick kind of season. But post the revisionist part of 7-10 is we all look around and go, well, now you better trade for one because you're no closer to where you need to be because you just played a 40-year-old quarterback for 17 games.
Well, you might have that same reality with Pickett, too, though, if we're being honest about it, because Pickett's a free agent at the end of the season. So, like, realistically, you might get a 6 or 7 win season out of Pickett and be like, well, that wasn't any good enough to pay him $35, $40 million a year.
All right, which one's more of a waste? A 7-win season with Kenny Pickett or a 7-win season with Joe Flacco?
There's not a which one's a more. They're both incredibly wasteful. They serve you no purpose. If this year's supposed to be the poison pill, then neither one of them serves you any real purpose.
I just think this idea, like, guys, mediocrity is not success. And I think, like, I am so empathetic, and I have some of these same feelings that every Browns fan does. Man, I don't want to lose. I'm so sick of losing. Mm-hmm. And I also, at the same time, I'm a little over people acting like the two playoff seasons didn't happen. Like, it's just been same old Browns the whole time. No, we actually, like, we've not been having the same conversations we did for 10 years prior.
I know.
Where every year, but we are back there. We took a 5-year reprieve from it.
Too many people made the two playoff appearances and one playoff win as if it was a trip to the Super Bowl, though. I think too many people went too far in one direction.
Even now, people are putting too much stock into, we could be 2023 again. All right, now, in fairness, 10 wins and a playoff trip will never not be a success. It will not feel like it if after the year you look around and Joe Flacco retires and now you don't have a path to a better quarterback and you have to then be in the quarterbackless abyss. But this idea, like, I understand we all want to win. We're all sick of losing. We're all in the same boat together. No one's sitting here being like, oh, man, I can't wait to lose 10 or more games this year. No one's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But this idea that somehow winning 5 to 7 games, guys, winning 5 to 7 games, there's still a really good chance Kevin Stefanski gets fired. And by the way, winning 5 to 7 games, you still have to go find a quarterback of the future.
Well, yeah, 5 to 7 might be the disaster zone.
Yeah, no, it really is. Like, this is if you're good enough to be in competition for a playoff spot until the final weeks, meaning you're playing meaningful December football, I'll come around to thinking there's some sort of success here, even if the long-term picture at quarterback ain't it. So if you're 9, 10, maybe even 8 wins, okay. You're 5 to 7 wins, so you don't have a top 3 pick. You don't have a top 5 pick.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, theoretically, you have the second first-round pick.
And you don't have a quarterback in that scenario either to move forward.
But you're at the whim of then having to trade up. All like, guys, there's no this. Okay, maybe that's what it is. There's no culture built in 6 wins. I don't understand this thing.
There's nothing built in 6 wins.
Well, you know, I'd rather try and win and build culture. That only happens if you actually win. There's no culture. Nobody at the end of a 6-win season goes, I think we're all better for it. Browns on 3. I like that. This is a myth. All in the name of, I don't want to lose. That's fine if the fans think that way. The Browns can't possibly think that way. And the problem is, it looks like they're quite possibly thinking that way.
Well, there is the thing that Albert talked about. Like, you still have to enter and approach the season for Myles Garrett, for Joe Batonio, for all these guys. If they're gonna bust their ass and give their all, they have to do so with the idea that the Browns are trying to win. And I get that. But Kevin Stefanski, no part of me is convinced that Stefanski is just going to lay down and accept that they're going to try to go for a draft position this year. Because I just don't, there's no world where if I were him, where I would believe Jimmy Haslam will give me a long enough leash to go ahead and have a 3-win, 4-win season and still keep my job.
So
I just cannot trust that. Kevin, if you're listening right now, do not trust that idea.
No, don't tell Kevin that, because
that's just friends helping out friends is all that is, it feels like to
people
me.
People helping people. You're a big people helper. People say it all the time.
For one Philadelphia guy masking as a New Jersey guy to another.
216-474-0092. Is winning 5 to 7 games a success this year for the Browns in 2025? Because when I hear people talk like, hey, they're not a 3-win team. Nah, they're a 5 to 7 win team. I'm like, that's not better. It's not much better. Like, fans aren't going to be magically happy of like, well, at least we didn't go 3-14. I mean, hell, what was the thought this year in March? Once it became apparent that Cam Ward, it wasn't like smoke, that Cam Ward was going to be the number one pick, people thought, I guess that Globe game wasn't really worth it. So, in like how you feel about season.
That took a long time for people, though. And I remember arguing in the time and like in the moment and trying to temper people with that. But it was, it's so hard to convince people in the moment and in the time that it's not great for you.
Oh, but I think people come around to it much quicker. If you go 6-11,
well, think Kevin about gets 6-11. Fired, 6-11,
and you still
by the
can't
way.
Trade up for a quarterback?
6-11 is like spot 9 or 10 based off of last year. There was so many teams that lived in that 3-4-5 win territory, which is insane because that's typically not how it works. But it was such a... The NFL season last year was so weird. So many teams won 10-plus games, and so many teams just won 5 fewer.
I just think we're to the point here where there's this idea of like, well, you know, the Browns quarterback room, guys, it's not that bad. Right, it's not that okay. No, it doesn't matter because the rest of the roster. It's like, guys.
Well, you know what's happened? Have you seen it over the past few days? I've been guilty of it myself in my head, just thinking about it. I've started to kind of convince myself in certain ways. I'm like, wait, this isn't that bad of a roster. Think about it. If you have the offensive line playing in tandem, and think about Denzel Ward and Myles Garrett, and now you have a new piece in Mason Graham on the defensive side of things, they're going to look good. And oh, this run game, and you see how you start to convince yourself. You're going loco with it, but you start to convince yourself that they're not that far away and they can actually do this.
There are more parts of this
team. Got to remind yourself.
That I like. For instance, I still really love the offensive line and think with guys like DeJuan and Zach Zinter, there's a couple other kids you've drafted here. If any of them can grab the reins, that's a tangible link to the future of your offensive line. Even if they don't, you still have some good veterans here that should be able to make this a much better offensive line than it was last year if they're just healthy. That is a bigger ask with all those guys in their 30s than people want to give it credit for. But like I can say how much I like parts of this defense. And then you all dial it back to if it's the worst or second worst quarterback room. And let's be honest, there are two atrocious quarterback rooms in the NFL. One's in Cleveland, one's in New Orleans. The Giants have a better quarterback room than you do. I think maybe the Colts have a better quarterback room than you do.
I don't know.
With Danny Dimes. Okay, maybe they're also in the pit.
Danny Dimes is just not good.
And Anthony Richardson is worse.
He completed 47% of his passes last year. Do people know that?
Yeah.
That's an impossibly low number of completed passes.
Yeah, it's Kenny Pickett-like, some might say. But I do think,
not
like,
even as bad as that.
Like to me, to be quarterback-proof, you have to be a top 15 roster to drag this quarterback room, unless, again, one of the young guys shines in a way we didn't see, and you can't bank on that. You can't bank Shador's really good.
This is why I think this will be our Steelers era year, where I it's amazing to me, but it's so true. You're going to have to win defense, run game, and you're gonna push the NFL limits as to how much a good to great defense and a run game can actually do. And the Steelers will tell you, because they've been top five in defense every year for the previous half decade, and they have a run game every year for the previous half decade. That's worth about 8 or 9 wins, and you're going to be a double-digit underdog if you make it to the postseason.
216-474-0092 is 5-7 games. Winning 5-7 games this year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Actually, a success for the Cleveland Browns. Let's go with Ken in Aurora. Ken, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well. Good to hear from you.
I love the question, but where are you getting even 5 wins from in this schedule? I'm counting 0-8 heading after our bye week into week 10 against the Jets. That's probably a win. Maybe Raiders are a win.
Don't you have the Titans?
Maybe Tennessee.
You do have the Titans, yeah.
So
we're back to the schedule game, Ken.
Maybe,
I love it.
One to three wins.
So you and I, but you and I see it the same way. I think we're speaking to the fact that there are people who are saying, "Hey, these guys aren't bad enough to win only 3 games," and then saying 5-7 games is somehow doable, as if that would be the favorable outcome.
And Ken, listen, this is tough because Vegas right now doesn't have you favored in a single game this upcoming season. So in order to find the wins as of right now is going to be incredibly tough because, again, you're not the better team in any of them as of right now.
Yeah, I hear that. And we all hope is in Browns Nation for something to turn around. But I'm looking at 2 top 5 draft picks going into next year between Jacksonville and Cleveland's record.
I don't disagree that is a real possibility, Ken, and we appreciate you. One, there's just no one in Cleveland that would sign up for that, including the Browns. And then two, you're going to have a new head coach and potentially a new GM if that happens. Because here's the downside of the we're trying to win as many games as we can. And I think, you know, the idea of Kevin saying, well, we won 7 games because we tried our hardest to do it. Cool. You can still get fired for that. But if you say we're trying to win 7 games and your ass wins 3 games, you're getting fired anyways.
Yeah. And again,
there is something to be said about managing expectations.
Oh, well, I don't know that the expectations can be any lower than what it is right now. When we just spent the past couple days talking about how PFF has the 32nd ranked roster, the FPI index gives us the most opportunity to go number one in the draft. Like, I mean, I told you how I was convincing myself in the past couple days about how good this roster is, but you still got to go back to the heart of it. No one is convinced this team will do anything.
I don't want to say guarantee. That's a different way of looking at it. The wrong way of saying it. I bet you if you said, would you rather win 7 games or 3 games this year? Kevin Stefanski going to choose 7 games.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not denying that at all. But again, that's about job preservation. That's part of the reason why if Joe Flacco looks the best, Joe Flacco will probably start. He's got to win these games, and he knows that.
216-474-0092. Is winning 5 to 7 games a success for the Browns in 2025? And we got the Guardians lineup. And that QB versus roster issue coming up in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. Randy T, he's already weighed in. He's like, he can't be the odd man out. He can't be. I don't know why I went in full Costanza there.
Well, also, we don't know how Randy actually sounds because but it sounds exactly like that.
I bet you, Randy.
I think you nailed it.
I bet you Randy's more like a... It can't be. He's like a southern accent. He's got maybe like a
G-dub. Why did you chicken on your southern accent now? When you and Anthony Alant were doing Morgan Wallen impressions in between the break, I didn't see anyone hesitating there.
All right, can't be.
That's Bill Clinton.
He just can't. All right. Quick hits coming up in about 10 minutes here. But yeah, check all that out on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel there. All right, so I just want to clear something up in the conversation we're having. Right? And because we had some reaction to this, and I think it was Radu on Twitter, our social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Now I'm confused. Was that Clinton or was that George W.?
I don't know. Radu saying, 1-31 didn't build a great culture, never believed losing builds culture. I guess from a one-year vacuum, and I know it's a little bit more than a one-year vacuum because last year was a 3-win season as well. But I don't believe that there's a difference. If we talk about from 1 year silos, I don't think culturally there's a difference between 7 wins and 3 wins.
It's a lot of losing in both.
And so I just think this idea, this myth of, like, I understand that you can, listen, a 3-win team who's trying to win every game is going to build as much culture as a 7-win team that's trying to win every game. By the way, just so we all know, coaches never don't try and win. Coaches don't take games. This myth about rebuilding and tanking and what that means. Hugh Jackson was trying to win games when they went 1-31.
He really was. He believed in his heart of hearts he could do it, too.
Best coaching job, some of the best coaching job of his career, as he told me on WFNZ when I was in Charlotte, and then sent a veiled threat on social media to me.
How veiled was it?
Simpler times. It was, you know, I still know people in Cleveland, and I was like, Hugh, I know more people in Cleveland than you know.
What was he trying to get off with the, I know more people in Cleveland?
I think there was an inference.
As if he's going to block you from ever coming back home? Is that it? Oh, Hugh Jackson, you didn't win that battle.
I think he was intimating that when I came back home, I'd have to be worried about being jumped. I think that's what Hugh was kind of alluding to.
Pew, 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 pew.
Still waiting for it.
No, that's pew. We're talking about Hugh. There we go.
So from a cultural perspective, is there a difference between 3 and 7 wins? In a one-year vacuum, I just don't see it.
No, I should have taken my Ross Tucker culture pills for this convo, shouldn't I? No, there's no difference between the two. And also, I don't believe in the idea that you can just build culture over one season anyway. Like, I don't know what Washington's culture is after making it to the NFC title game, but I would imagine it still needs some work.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, too. Like, to me, when we say culture, and people talk like... Like, Pittsburgh's the anomaly. Pittsburgh has never had a losing season under Mike Tomlin, despite not having any salient play at quarterback in the last 8 years. At last 6 years, more likely. Because it was the end of when Big Ben's arm fell off, and then every slap asset's come after that. That's the anomaly. Like, to me, when I say culture means, and culture is the most probably misused, overused, misappropriated, misaligned, like, reality of what it actually means. Culture means that you can have successive winning seasons in a row, and that starts with finding a quarterback that instills that belief in a locker room, so that then 3 years down the line, if you've had 3 straight winning seasons And on the fourth one, that quarterback gets hurt, you can win in spite of that injury. But I don't think you can build winning culture without at least a top 12, top 13 quarterback.
Yeah, you need somebody that obviously, you need a game changer is what you need in many ways, but you need someone that they just believe in. And it's so hard for anyone in the Browns right now to be like, I believe in this quarterback. I'll go to the end of the earth for this quarterback. You don't even know who the quarterback's going to be week one.
216-474-0092. So this is kind of an extension of our conversation about is winning 5-7 games a success for the Browns in 2025? And I'm asking in a, I know because I ask a lot of sarcastic questions or pointed questions or irreverent questions. I really am asking what your legit opinion on this is from a cultural perspective this year. Do you think that the Browns culturally will be better if they win 7 games as opposed to if they won 3 games? I think coming off 3 wins, I don't see a damn difference between the two things. Quick Hits leads off with opposition for the Browns in the least likely. I don't think they saw this one coming. Least likely of places. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.